Come on in and have yourself a jazzy little Christmas. I'm Fred Macy, and this is The Jazz Scene, dedicated to the preservation, promotion, and appreciation of jazz, America's classical music. This is your musical Christmas card, filled with warm feelings and signed with the magic that only seems to happen at this incredible time of year. Christmas is a time for giving, for sharing, a time for gifts made with loving hands or chosen with a care that says, I'm thinking especially about you. Christmas is a crowd of happy relations gathered usually in the kitchen or right nearby, sniffing the aroma of their favorite delicacies that'll soon form delicious mountains of delight on the dining room table. It's Mom in her ruffled apron, joyously spending hours preparing that sumptuous feast that'll vanish in a twinkling. Or old Uncle Hoosett's poking his finger at the edge of a freshly baked pie in anticipation of what's to come and getting it slapped by the baker for his trouble. It's the crinkling of paper, a crackling fire, all those little extra touches that can only be found during this dazzling time of magic and merriment.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzels with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad.
I read somewhere that anticipation is something like 75% of any experience. What better example could there be than Christmas, with its sights and sounds, tastes and smells that all mirror the excitement and the boundless energy that reflect the anticipation of things to come?
La 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 la
Christmas is decorating the tree with shimmering lights and shiny ornaments, with glistening strands of tinsel, and of course, a star at the very top of the tree. I can't imagine a Christmas tree without a star, any more than I can picture Santa Claus without whiskers, or Christmas Eve with no music. The state of the world has made me pretty cynical about a lot of things, but never about Christmas. There's a certain feeling, a mood, a spirit. It transcends the problems of nations, the stacks of unpaid bills, even personal differences. For one day a year, we're at peace. More than a single person, more than one country. We're one world. Wouldn't it be wonderful to have Christmas every day?
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny little tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know lots of toys, lots of goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. So I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you.
Christmas comes in many colors. The rainbows of paper on the gifts. Mom's blushing cheeks when she opens the present that she's so sure she doesn't deserve. And that purple necktie. You know, the one with the yellow glow-in-the-dark palm tree for Dad. He just smiles and says thanks. The green of the tree. The cold white of the snow outside. The warm glow inside. They're all a part of the season. Whether in the city, the suburbs, or the country, Christmas is the same kind of magic, and home is where the heart is, or sometimes where it would like to be. I met a gentleman the other day, staggering under the weight of several bottles of liquors, wines, beer, and a couple of other adult beverages I couldn't even identify. I said to him, "Hey, looks like you've got Christmas all taken care of, don't you?" He said, "We wouldn't even bother if it wasn't for the kids." Well, I guess he had his own brand of good cheer, but he was right about one thing. Kids are an undeniably important part of Christmas. After all, it did start with one very special, very significant child, didn't it?
Come, they told me, pa-ra-pa-pa-pum. There's a newborn king to see, pa-ra-pa-pa-pum. Our finest gifts we bring, ba-ra-ba-ba-bum, to lay before the king, ba-ra-ba-ba-bum, ra-ba-ba-bum, ra-ba-ba-bum. So to honor him, ba-ra-ba-ba-bum, oh, when are we come? Oh, that's a winner we come. Little baby, pa-ra-pa-pa-pa. I am a poor boy too, pa-ra-pa-pa-pa. I have no gift to bring, pa-ra-pa-pa-pa. That's fit to give our king, ra-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa- He smiled at me, me and my drum, me and my drum. He smiled at me and my drum. I started to play for him.
Christmas is a time of great joy, and life is filled with a newfound energy. Warm feelings abound amid the hustle and the bustle. And sometimes, if we close our eyes, even the unreal becomes real.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
He's making a list, checking it twice.
Gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake.
He knows if you've been bad or good.
So be good for goodness sake. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not bow. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is coming.
Christmas is a very personal time, even a bit confusing. On one hand, it's time for sharing with others. But on the other, it's a time to turn inward and reflect upon our own lives, where we've been, where we're going. We're naturally drawn together by the common bonds of love, peace, and fellowship. Bonds that were tied for us more than 2,000 years ago. Christmas is a silent eve, a festive day. But it's that eve and that day which historically renew man's responses to truths which are eternal. The first Christmas, a humble beginning, celebrated quietly, beautifully, not with glittering lights or bright-colored packages, but with love, with a certain mystery, with wonder, with awe. Sometimes the true meaning of Christmas gets lost in the credit cards and the price tags, amid the glitter and the spectacle. Now, don't get me wrong. I wouldn't miss any of it for the world. But the true meaning of Christmas is really a simple one. And it's found in the unconditional love of one solitary man. The story goes something like this. There was a man who was born in an obscure village, the child of a peasant woman. He grew up in another obscure village. He worked in a carpenter shop until he was 30, and then for 3 years he was an itinerant preacher. He never rode a bus. He never held office. Never owned a home. He never had a family. He never wrote a book. Never went to college. He never put his foot inside a big city. He never traveled 200 miles from the place where he was born. He never did any of the things that usually accompany greatness. He had no credentials but himself. While still a young man, the tide of popular opinion turned against him. His friends ran away. One of them denied him. Another betrayed him. He was turned over to his enemies. He went through the mockery of a trial. He was nailed upon a cross between two thieves. While he was dying, his executioners gambled for the only piece of property he had on earth, his coat. And when he was dead, he was taken down and laid in a borrowed grave through the pity of a friend. 20 long centuries have come and gone, and today he is a centerpiece of much of the human race. All the armies that ever marched, all the navies that ever sailed, all the parliaments that ever sat, all the kings that ever reigned, put together, have not affected the life of man upon the earth as powerfully as this one solitary life. Fitting words to close out your musical Christmas card and set the table for the holiday to come. Whether you celebrate a jazzier Christmas and do it up in big city fashion, or a more laid-back country-style affair, may peace on earth fill all your time. May brotherhood surround you. May you know the warmth that only love can bring, and wrap it all around you. On behalf of the jazz scene and our website at markofjazz.com, from my family to your family, from my house to yours, a truly Merry Christmas and a healthy, prosperous, happy new year.
Maybe it's much too early in the game. Oh, but I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing, New Year's? New Year's Eve. I wonder whose arms will hold you good and tight when it's exactly 12 o'clock that night. Welcoming in the new year, New Year's Eve. Maybe I'm crazy to suppose I'd ever be the one you chose. Out of a thousand invitations you'll receive, ah, but in case I stand one little chance, here comes the jackpot question in advance. What a